Welcome to Disney's Magic of Storytelling podcast, brought to you by WakeMed Children's, because inside every child is a story waiting to be told. Our storyteller is ABC 11 meteorologist Don Schweneker.
This is Disney's Mickey and Friends, Mickey's Christmas Carol. It was Christmas Eve day, but Ebenezer Scrooge paid no attention as he headed into work. When he arrived, his poor clerk, Bob Cratchit, asked if he could take part of Christmas Day off.
"I suppose so," grumbled Scrooge, "but I'll dock you a half of day's pay."
Moments later, there was a knock on the counting house's door. It was Scrooge's nephew, Fred, coming to wish him a Merry Christmas and to invite him over for Christmas dinner.
"Bah, humbug," Scrooge replied.
He did not like Christmas and did not want to join others for Christmas dinner. At the end of the day, as Scrooge arrived home, a ghost appeared in front of him. It was Jacob Marley, his late business partner. The ghost gave Scrooge a warning.
"Tonight you will be visited by three spirits. You must change your selfish ways, or else you will end up like me."
At midnight, the first spirit appeared.
"Who are you?" asked a frightened Scrooge.
"I'm the ghost of Christmas past. Come on, Scrooge, it's time to go." The spirit opened the bedroom window, and the two flew through the night sky to visit Scrooge's past. The spirit brought Scrooge to a familiar window. When they looked inside, they saw Scrooge as a younger, kinder, and happier man who was also in love. "But you loved gold more than anything," the spirit told him. Scrooge couldn't bear to relive that past any longer.
"Please, spirit, take me home."
Moments later, Scrooge was back in his bedroom, waiting for the second spirit to arrive. A huge shadow fell across his bed.
"I am the spirit of Christmas past," the spirit announced. "We have a long way to travel. Take hold of my robe. We must fly."
Soon, Scrooge and the spirit were looking through Bob Cratchit's window, watching the family at their Christmas dinner.
"What is Cratchit doing? Carving a canary?" Scrooge asked, looking at their meager meal.
"What would you expect with the meager wage you pay him?" the spirit of Christmas present replied.
But the Cratchit house was still filled with joy and warmth that Christmas Eve night. "Let's not forget the man who made this feast possible," Bob began. "Mr. Ebenezer Scrooge."
"Yes, thank you, Mr. Scrooge," Bob's son Tiny Tim said. "And God bless us, everyone."
Before Scrooge could say anything else, a cold wind blew him into a graveyard, and the spirit of Christmas present had disappeared. The spirit of Christmas future stood in his place and pointed to a freshly dug grave. The spirit of Christmas future told Scrooge that this was his grave and his unattended funeral.
"No, I don't want my life to end this way. I promise I will change," Scrooge told the spirit as he thought about all the selfish things that he'd done and all the people that he had hurt.
In an instant, Scrooge woke up back in his own bed.
"It's Christmas morning," he cheered. "The spirits have given me a second chance."
He raced outside and found his nephew, Fred.
"Merry Christmas," Scrooge said. "I'm looking forward to that wonderful meal of yours tonight."
Fred was overjoyed. He'd finally get to spend a Christmas with his Uncle Scrooge. Scrooge then went to see the Cratchit family. He brought the whole family Christmas presents and a big turkey, and he offered to make Bob his new partner.
I don't understand, Mr. Scrooge," said the almost speechless Bob.
"Christmas is a time for giving," Scrooge explained. "'Tis a time to open our hearts and celebrate the joy of the season."
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas!
The end.
Wake Med Children's is proud to support the ongoing enrichment of children in our community and beyond through our sponsorship of the Disney Magic of Storytelling podcast. To learn more about Wake Med Children's, please visit kids.wakemed.org.